Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason with you as we are in Cedarville, Michigan on this beautiful Thursday night in the Eastern Upper Peninsula as we have eight-player Great Lakes 8 East Division action between the visiting Rudyard Bulldogs and the hometown Cedarville Detour Islanders. Our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios this evening is Mark Santangelo, as both teams already have played one game this season. The Rudyard Bulldogs, they had no trouble in their home opener on Saturday as they defeated Superior Central by the score of 52-0, while the Cedarville Detour Islanders, almost said Cedarville Trojans there. I knew it was going to happen at least once tonight. They fell in their road opener last Friday night against Munising by the score of 28-0. Looking at both teams heading into this season, certainly things have changed since last year when these teams met in Rudyard. It was the Mud Bowl, as it's come to known here around the Eastern Upper Peninsula, torrential rains. The field was a mess, and that's putting it lightly. Well, the first thing that's changed is Cedarville Trojans are no longer the Cedarville Trojans, as over the summer, both school boards decided to co-opt the majority of their sports programs, all high school sports programs. So the Cedarville Detour Islanders were born, and they have different looking uniforms this year. They are all black. And the other thing that's changed this season is the weather. It is absolutely ideal conditions for football. Temperatures around 68 degrees as we are about 12 minutes from kickoff. Looking at this Cedarville Detour Islanders team, again, new colors, a new nickname with the Islanders. But this has been a program, this Cedarville Detour program in football, that's had a lot of success. As a matter of fact, co-opting is no stranger to the football program, as they have co-opted together on the football field since 2005. And this Cedarville team has made the playoffs 17 straight seasons. And of course, the Cedarville Detour Islanders hope to make that streak 18 straight seasons starting this year. They're coming off a 7-2 season last season as the Cedarville Trojans, as they were known at that time. They reached the eight-player regional playoff final for a fourth straight year before running into a buzzsaw falling against eventual state champion North Central that game in Powers. Cedarville Detour did lose a lot of standout athletes from last season, including UP Defensive Player of the Year Grant Fountain. As the Islanders, well, they had 22 players to start the season with their combined varsity and JV numbers, but due to low numbers, the JV season has been canceled, although the team hopes to play a bit of a scrimmage schedule at that level. While the Islanders do have some rebuilding to do, they also have a lot of veterans back on the varsity, including seniors Gus Fairchild, Alex Story, Hunter Smith, and Austin Ellis. The junior class, they have nine players, including end receiver Adrian Andres, who is set to return to varsity this season. And Andres, he showed his deep threat speed in the playoffs last year as he had a pair of long touchdowns against the Trojans' regional semifinal win over Rapid River. Some players this season should have bigger roles at skill positions, including Jess Fairchild and junior Kaysen Smith. Fairchild will move up the depth chart to fill in some of the roles that Fountain played last year at running back and linebacker, while Smith, he is lined to start at quarterback. Another receiving threat for the Islanders this season will be junior Haas Sweeney, who is also coming off a very strong track season. The Cedarville Detour Islanders offensive line will include three new starters as competition for positions was continuing heading into their opener against Munising. But early standouts so far, juniors Mike Perkins, Ethan Bigelow, and Ron Pappen. Again, Cedarville 7-2 last year. They were named Team of the Year in the Great Lakes 8 East Division, while head coach Scott Barr, back for his 15th season here in Cedarville, was named Coach of the Year in the Eastern Conference. Islanders, they've also adopted a new logo, adopting a block I, similar to the University of Illinois. And again, they played their opener in Munising last Friday, falling by the score of 28-0. We're going to take our first break on the pregame show, 3-minute break, and we come back, we'll look at this Rudyard Bulldogs team who got off their season to a very strong start last Saturday. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan, as we're about 6 minutes away from the start of our eight-player football game between the Rudyard Bulldogs and the Cedarville Detour Islanders. Well, we looked at the Cedarville Detour Islanders in our last segment. Now we're going to look at the Rudyard Bulldogs, and you look at what that school did last season throughout their sports programs, one of the best sports seasons probably ever in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. The football team building momentum over the past few seasons and hoping to have a breakthrough season this year, as the Bulldogs coming off three straight years where they finished one game under 500. And the Bulldogs, well, they return a core group of players from last year's playoff team led by a very talented senior class. As the Bulldogs this season have 13 players on the varsity squad with 17 players on the junior varsity squad. Last year, the Bulldogs went 3-3 in Great Lakes 8 East Division play while making the playoffs and finishing 3-4 overall. And most of the major pieces are back for Rudyard, including quarterback E.J. Suggett, a four-year starter, and is coming off an all-UP season in which he passed for over 1,000 yards and 16 touchdowns. He also ran for 614 yards and 8 touchdowns. Many of the Bulldogs' top receiving targets return, including a very big and tall target at 6'8" senior Tate Bestman, and also returning senior Austin Warner and sophomore Cam Peterson. Peterson, a very big impact player as a freshman, as he hauled in 15 catches for 349 yards and 7 touchdowns, despite being limited in early games with an injury. Bulldogs did lose last year's leading receiver and return specialist Louis Mayer to graduation, but another Mayer returns to the lineup after missing last year due to a knee injury. Brett Mayer is back for his senior year and will play running back and end. Junior Aiden Bickle and sophomore Callan Lawler, Noah Moses, and Eli Sprague will add depth and are competing for playing time at running back, end, line, and defensive back. The Bulldog linemen include seniors Ian Brady and Aaron McDowell, junior Jesse Zerp, and, of course, Moses. Junior kicker Jacob Nolan returns, while E.J. Suggett, also a punter and kicker last year. Nolan, he also plays soccer through a co-op with Sioux High. On defense, Suggett, Bestman, Warner, and Peterson give the Bulldogs four of their top five leading tacklers from 2020. And the Bulldogs, again, with their first game at home on Saturday, and they rolled over Superior Central by the score of 52-0. Really no trouble in that game at all for the Bulldogs. They led 46-0 at halftime before the running clock shortened that game. Rudyard senior E.J. Suggett on Saturday ran for three touchdowns and threw for another as he switched between quarterback and running back, as Suggett scored on runs of 19, 2, and 11 yards. Suggett was also one of two passing on Saturday, completing a 14-yard toss to Callan Lawler. Cam Peterson also played quarterback and receiver on Saturday, and he had a 33-yard touchdown run while recording 65 yards rushing. Austin Warner finished as the team's leading rusher on Saturday with 71 yards on 6 carries, including a 25-yard touchdown run. Tate Bestman added an 11-yard touchdown run and a block punt. The Bulldogs would cap their scoring with a 32-yard touchdown pass from Damon McDowell to Lawler in the fourth quarter. McDowell was 2 of 2 passing for 39 yards, while Lawler led the receivers with 2 touchdown catches for a combined 46 yards. Other games played last week in high school football: the Sioux High Blue Devils knocked off St. Ignace 37-0. Pickford over Gaylord St. Mary's 36-6. Newberry shut out Brimley 36-0, while we mentioned Munising knocked off Cedarville Detour by the score of 28-0. And of course, Rudyard, as we just talked about, defeated Superior Central by the score of 52-0. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we will have the start of tonight's varsity football contest here in Cedarville, as for the first time, the home fans will see the brand new Cedarville Detour Islanders as they will face the Rudyard Bulldogs. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason from Hossack Field in Cedarville, as we are having the starting lineups announced for the Cedarville Detour Islanders. starting tonight for the Islanders, wearing number 1, Adrian Andras. Number 22, Alex Story. Number 76, Ethan Bigelow. Number 88, Hossack Sweeney, and a bunch of others as the team rushes on the field. So we'll get to the starters here in a moment as the public address announcer here in Cedarville has announced the starters. Rudyard will be in their home white jerseys with the orange pants and black helmets, while the Cedarville Detour Islanders in their brand new digs, if you will, they're in their black jerseys with the white numerals. Rudyard will receive the opening kick, as this game certainly a little better weather-wise than last year. The Mud Bowl in Rudyard, if you remember from that one, our own Matt Pocket was there doing that broadcast as well. A couple youngsters from Rudyard doing the school broadcast certainly got themselves some fame. We actually had them on our sports show on ESPN 1400, The Game. Much better weather tonight. Kickoff is right to the middle of the field, taken there by Cam Peterson, the sophomore. He'll run it to the far side, and he'll be tackled at about the 34-yard line. Nice tackle by number 22, Alec Story. So the Bulldogs will be on offense to start this one. Rudyard 1-0 on the season as they defeated Superior Central on Saturday at home by the score of 52-0, while Cedarville Detour 0-1 as they lost their opener at Munising last Friday by the score of 28-0. Good crowd here in Cedarville. Again, very good weather conditions as the Bulldogs have it first and 10 on their own 34 to start the ball game. E.J. Suggett in the shotgun formation, two set out wide, one to the near side. As Suggett, now man in motion, will take the snap, fumble the snap, and that's going to be recovered by Bickle. So that's going to be about a two-yard loss. A little trouble on the snap there as Bickle was in motion. Snap was a little low, so that'll make it second down and about 11. 11:35 to play in this first quarter, no score. As Rudyard will walk it up to the line, number 72, Aaron McDowell, the snapper for the Bulldogs. Same set, two out wide, one to the near side. Shotgun formation for Suggett, four-year starter, Bickle and Mosen. Now Suggett will look to the middle of the field. He'll launch it down the field. He's got a man wide open and will, I believe, catch it. What a catch there by number 9, Cam Peterson. He was wide open, but the throw a little too strong, but Cam Peterson hauls it in. And that'll be a big gain for the Bulldogs. That will take it to the Islanders 38-yard line, first and 10, Bulldogs. Suggett had all sorts of time on that throw, and Peterson found himself wide open to the middle of the field, and what a catch by Cam Peterson. Wasn't quite sure if he got it, but our officials said he did. First and 10, Bulldogs, 11:05 to play in the first quarter, no score. Now one set out wide to the right, two to the left. Suggett in the shotgun formation, man in motion. Now Suggett runs into his own player, and he's going to be tackled for about a one-yard loss. Nice tackle by Ron Pappen as getting a little trouble there on the snap as he ran into number 22, Brett Mayer, who was in motion. So that'll make it second down and 11 for the Bulldogs. Ball at the 40-yard line of the Islanders. Rudyard taking their time in the huddle. They'll walk it to the line. Suggett likes to be in that shotgun formation. Now a bunch formation. As no players set out wide for either squad. Looks like a running play, or is it? Now Suggett will keep the ball, run up the middle, and not get too much there. He'll get about 2 yards on the play. A bevy of Islander tacklers, including number 2, Kaysen Smith, and number 22, Alex Story. We'll see if the Islanders can make a defensive stand here. Rudyard does have a kicking game, although it is out of field goal range at this time. 10 minutes to play in the first quarter. No score between Rudyard and Cedarville Detour. Bulldogs will walk it up the line. Suggett again in the shotgun formation. One set out to the right, to the left. Now man in motion. Suggett drops back, looking downfield. He'll heave it to the near side. Again, player wide open. That's Peterson again, makes the move. Peterson will get it all the way down to the fifth, about the 16-yard line of the Islanders. That'll be another Bulldogs first down. So E.J. Suggett having all sorts of time to throw here tonight. Really no pressure at this point by the Islanders. Actually, that ball's on the 23-yard line of Cedarville Detour. So first and 10 Bulldogs from the Islanders 23, 9:30 to play in this first quarter. No score, but the Bulldogs, they're marching down the field. Now Suggett again in the shotgun formation. Looks to be a run here. Now Suggett will hand it off. A counter play. Nice run by Bickle. Bickle will get a good gain on that one. He'll get across the 20-yard line to about the 18. So that's a gain of about 5 yards. That'll make it second down and five for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs very methodical on this drive. Besides a couple bad snaps, they've really had their way so far. Now they'll walk it up to the line as McDowell set to snap. Second and five for the Bulldogs. Everybody bunched up in a formation. Now Suggett. Now he'll roll to the right looking for someone open. He'll even at the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Nice catch there by number 28, Callan Lawler. That's going to be an 18-yard touchdown pass from Suggett to Lawler. With 8:34 to play in the first quarter, Rudyard takes a 6-0 lead over Cedarville Detour. Again, Suggett with all sorts of time to pass. He rolled to the right and had a couple players open, and he found Lawler open in the near corner of the end zone, 6-0. Now the Bulldogs will attempt the extra point. Jacob Nolan, who can kick. He plays soccer and football. The kick is up, and the kick is good. With 8:34 to play in the first quarter, Rudyard leads Cedarville Detour by the score of 7-0. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Back in Cedarville, 8:34 to play in the first quarter. The Rudyard Bulldogs with a 7-0 lead over Cedarville Detour Islanders. The scoring play, Rudyard's E.J. Suggett, an 18-yard touchdown pass to number 28, Callan Lawler. The extra point by Jacob Nolan is good, and so Rudyard gets off to the start they wanted to as they lead by the score of 7-0. Now E.J. Suggett set to kick for the Bulldogs at his own 40-yard line. A little squib kick. It goes right to the Cedarville player. That was number 20, Jacob St. Ange. So the Islanders will get good field position. They'll have it just inside the 50-yard line on their own side with 8:34 to play in this first quarter. I want to say a special hello to my family who's listening in on Sugar Island at our cabin. My dad, Roy, my mom, Janet, my sister, Nikki, my brother, Kurt, and my nephew, Roshan, and my niece, Satara. Thanks for listening, guys, and enjoy the beautiful night on the island. Speaking of island, the Islanders with the ball, first and 10, as it'll be a run up the gut. A couple yards on the play, but we have a flag also on the play, so we'll see what happens here. Fairchild with the carry for the Islanders, but we'll see what our officials say on that one. Going to be a face mask, 5-yard face mask against Rudyard, so that'll bring the ball up to about the 40, we'll call it 42-yard line. It's going to be second down and very short. Beautiful broadcast facilities here in Cedarville. It's been a while since I've been down here. As a matter of fact, the last time I broadcast a game, this press box was just built, and they've certainly made a lot of improvements over the years. Nice place to call a football game for sure. Well, actually, they give them a first down on the play. First and 10 ball at the 42-yard line. Shotgun formation, a fumble there, but Smith will keep it. He gets hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. I believe that was number 47, E.J. Suggett, with a big tackle on that play. So no gain on that one. Bring up second down. So second and 10. Yeah, second and 2 on the play. So they didn't give him a first down on the penalty. So I believe that's third down. Yep, third down and 2. 8 minutes to play in this first quarter. 7-0 Rudyard. Trojans with, I said it again, the Islanders with the ball. Old habits die hard here in Cedarville. Now Smith in the shotgun formation, one set out wide, one in the backfield. Now Smith, he'll run the counter to the near side, try to get to the line, and he does, I believe, as he bowls over number 22, Brent Mayer. So the Islanders have their first down of the night. With 7:40 to play in the first quarter, they trail 7-0. I'd also say hello to a few other family members listening tonight. My Aunt Carrie, my cousins Joel and Kristen listening in, visiting from out of town. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And if you want to hear the broadcast of this game, you can find it on the website later on, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. So first and 10 Islanders. Ball at the Bulldogs' 40-yard line. Smith in the shotgun formation. One set out wide, one in the backfield. Now Smith will roll to the right. He's being pressured by all sorts of Bulldogs, and he did a good job just to get a couple yards on the play. He had about four players that were pursuing him, and good job by Kaysen Smith to avoid what could have been a really bad play for the Islanders. So a short gain on the play, second down. Beautiful weather conditions here in Cedarville tonight. Now we're going to have a whistle as not quite sure what's going on here. One of the officials going over to the far sideline on the Rudyard bench. And I think it has something to do with the down marker, I believe. It should be second down. Again, first game for the volunteers helping with the chains as well as here in the press box. Expect no mistakes from you guys, of course. Looks like we have maybe some technical difficulties going on. Other games going on tonight over on 1230 WSOO. Dave Watson and Pat Bennin have the call as the Sioux High Blue Devils, fresh off their win at St. Ignace, hosting Tawas. Blue Devils with a very strong team once again this year. They're going to have some tough games. Don't know a whole lot about Tawas. They're new to the conference. They lost their first game, but they have a big one coming up a week from Friday night as they'll take on Kingsley. Also having Traverse City St. Francis coming to town, so certainly Sioux High will have their hands full of some good competition. So we're still trying to get the down marker correct. So here we go. Second down and 10. Ball at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. Now Smith in the shotgun formation. He'll drop back. The lefty swings it to the near side. Nice catch there. And a first down for the Islanders as Adrian Andres found himself open. And he'll get it all the way to about the 24-yard line of the Bulldogs. First and 10 Islanders. 7:25 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. But both offenses look very good so far in this one. So the Islanders taking their time to get to the line. And they'll run it up to the line as number 65, Ron Pappen, set to snap against Smith in the shotgun formation. Two set out to the right, one in the backfield. Man in motion. Now Smith will hand it off to Andres, runs to the near side, didn't get a whole lot there. You have a couple Bulldogs in on the tackle, including Tate Bestman and Aiden Bickle. So that'll actually be a one-yard loss for the Islanders, make it second and 11. As we approach the halfway mark of this first quarter, Bulldogs with a 7-0 lead. Our EUP Game of the Week next week will be in Rudyard, a week from Friday, as the Bulldogs will host North Dickinson. Matt Pocket will have the call of that one right here on Country 105, starting with the pregame show around 6:45. Second down and 11 for the Islanders. Smith, shotgun formation. Now man in motion, that's Andres. And Smith will fake the handoff. He's being pursued. Nice job there by the Bulldogs. Another loss, as that's number 21, Eli Sprague, who made the initial contact. Peterson also went on the play. So two running plays going for negative yards for the Islanders. That's going to make it third down and about 12. As we have 6 minutes to play in this first quarter, Cedarville Detour trails 7-0. Not quite sure about the Cedarville kicking game, if they do have one. We see some teams that have kickers, others more going for the two-point conversion, but certainly they got a long way to go for that. Now shotgun formation, Smith will zing it in the middle of the field. That's going to be intercepted. What a play there by Aiden Bickle. We have a flag on the play, however. Hold on. We'll see if this stands. Right now, Bickle with the interception at about the 9-yard line of the Bulldogs, but might have had some pass interference on that one. So we'll see what our officials say here. As our officials confer, We have a personal foul on the Bulldogs, so that's going to negate that interception, and that should give the Islanders a first down. So personal foul. So that's going to bring it all the way into the all the way to the 5 yard line. So Cedarville Detour has a first down and goal at the Bulldogs 5 yard line. So two early penalties for the Bulldogs, and that one cost them dearly as Aiden Bickle really made a nice play, snagging that ball, what he thought was an interception, but now the Islanders have it first and goal at the Bulldogs 5 yard line. Our officials again conferring. Wonder if it's half the distance to the goal as far as that penalty. Yep, that's what I think it is. They marched off 15 yards, but being that it will be a first down, regardless of where they put the ball, but I think that ball should go back a little bit, and I think that's exactly what they're doing. Nope, they're gonna keep it at the 5 yard line. So here we go. Islanders with the ball. First and goal. Ball at the Bulldogs 5 yard line. 5:35 to play in this first quarter. Rudyard with a 7-0 lead, but the Islanders threatening here in the red zone. I formation for the Islanders as they'll hand it off to the fullback and he'll bowl ahead for a couple yards. Story with the carry for the Islanders. So that'll make it second and goal as he'll get about a yard and a half on that one. We'll call it the 3 yard line. So we'll see if Cedarville Detour punches it up the gut a couple more times. They got good yardage on that one. You do that twice and you're going to get in the end zone. We'll see if Rudyard can stack the line and make a stop. I formation once again for the Islanders. Second and goal. Ball at the Bulldogs 3 yard line. Smith under center. Now Smith. We'll hand it off to the running back, and a good tackle there. He might have gotten a yard, but a couple Bulldogs in on the tackle, including number 3, Aiden Bickle, and number 9, Cam Peterson. Once again, they're off to a great start defensively. So might have got about a half a yard on that one. Third and goal. Ball at the, rather, third and 8, excuse me. So 8 yards to get into the end zone. Going to be pretty tough, I think, to run up the middle on this one. Got a little confused with the goal line and the 5 yard line. So Smith in the shotgun formation, one set out to the left. Smith rolls to the right, being pressured. Now Smith will run it to the near side, and we're going to have a flag on the play. I think that's going to be a hold, and that's going to be a flag as well. A horse collar, I believe, on number 5, Tate Besteman. So I think you're going to have one penalty on each side, and they'll probably have to do this one over again. Looked like it was a holding on the Islanders, which was the initial penalty. And then certainly we know the second penalty, a horse collar. Yep, that's exactly what it is. Holding on the Islanders and a personal foul horse collar on the defense. So we'll just do that one over again. Third and goal from the Bulldogs 8 yard line. 4:23 to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Rudyard. But the Islanders threatening here. Now Smith will get his signs from head coach Scott Barr in his 15th season. Rudyard coached once again this season by Jimmy Suggett. So here we go. Third down and goal. Ball at the 8 yard line of Rudyard. Smith in the shotgun formation. One in the backfield. Now Smith looking. Throwing to the corner of the end zone. No, no catch there. A good effort there by number 1, Jacob Nolan, but good defense as well on the play by number 3, Aiden Bickle. So fourth down and goal. And we'll find out if Cedarville Detour has a kicker or not. It doesn't look like it, so they're going to go for it. 4:18 to play in this first quarter. 7-0 Bulldogs. As the Islanders will have fourth and goal from the Bulldogs' 8 yard line. Islanders taking their time in the huddle. Want to get this play right. They want to answer the earlier score, an 18-yard touchdown pass from E.J. Suggett to Callan Lawler. So fourth down and goal, ball at the Bulldogs' 8-yard line. Smith in the shotgun formation, one set out to the left. Now he'll drop back, looking, being pressured, and that's going to be incomplete. as Smith really didn't have a whole lot of time to let that one set up. Gus Fairchild, the intended receiver. So Rudyard will get the ball. We'll take a 30-second timeout, 4:13 to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Rudyard. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Back in Cedarville, Bulldogs with a 14-yard run by E.J. Suggett have a first down, first and 10 at the Islander, at their own 19-yard line with 4:07 to play in this first quarter. The Bulldogs with a 7-0 lead. Again, they're having some issues with the chain gang, but it looks like those issues have resolved themselves. So first down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Shotgun formation for Rudyard. As Suggett will keep it, he'll run to the left side, and he'll be forced out of bounds. And another flag. We've seen quite a few flags here in this first quarter. And it looks like about a 7-yard gain, but that one's going to come back as that's going to be holding against the Bulldogs. So that'll make it first down and long. So we've seen quite a few penalties here in this first quarter. And that always drives coaches nuts. Speaking of coaches, Coach's Corner, which can be heard on our sister station 1230 WSOO on Saturday mornings, 11:05, live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur. I'll be filling in for Dave Watson on Saturday. Special guests will include members of the Sioux Indians AAA hockey team, a couple of their coaches, Rick Corbier and Dan Lasley, as well as Sioux High assistant football coach Matt Johnson, all coming up on Coach's Corner Saturday mornings on 1230 WSOO. First down and 19 for the Bulldogs. Ball deep in their territory. Now a counter run and a good one by Bickle as he'll get a lot of that yardage back and then some. We'll call that about a 13-yard gain, and that's going to make it second down and about 7. They get the ball about to the 23-yard line, second down and 7. 3:40 to play in this first quarter. Rudyard with the ball leading 7-0. Now Suggett once again in the shotgun formation. Looks to be a running play here. He'll keep it. He'll run it right up the middle, and he'll be tripped up there for about a 1-yard gain. As Gus Fairchild with the tackle for the Islanders, that'll make it third down. Yeah, third down and about 4, so we'll give him about 3 on the carry. They'll make it 3rd and 4. Ball at the 25-yard line of Rudyard. Couldn't ask for better weather conditions here in Cedarville. Not much wind and a lot of sunshine. However, sunshine's starting to go away as we get a little later. We are in September, so we don't get as much daylight, obviously, as we do in the summer months. Shotgun formation, man in motion. Now will be taken there, and a pass by Peterson, or what he wanted to do was pass, but he'll run it, and he'll cut it up the middle to midfield. Cam Peterson with a nice play. I thought for sure he was going to pass that ball, but he didn't find anyone open, so he kept it himself. And that's going to be about a 24-yard gain for Peterson, as that ball will be in Islanders territory at their 48-yard line, another first down for the Bulldogs. Cam Peterson doing it on both sides of the ball so far, the sophomore. Of course, he also plays baseball and basketball, as do many on this team, and certainly those teams all had a lot of success last season. Shotgun formation for the Bulldogs. First and 10 ball at the Islanders' 48-yard line. Now Suggett will run it up the gut. All sorts of room. Good blocking on the play as Suggett keeps going. It takes about 4 players to get him down as he'll run it across the 30-yard line of the Islanders, spotted at about the 29. So again, about another 20-some-yard run for Suggett. Another first down for the Bulldogs. And really the story has been their offensive line. Cedarville just unable to get to the quarterback, and when they run the ball, Cedarville has had a hard time stopping that. Well, we're going to have a timeout on the field. We'll take a 1-minute timeout, 2:12, to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Bulldogs. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 2:12 to play in the first quarter here in Cedarville. The Rudyard Bulldogs lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 7-0, and the Bulldogs have the ball first and 10 at the Islanders' 29-yard line. Now Peterson back behind center for the Bulldogs for the first time. He'll run the ball to the far sideline. Good gain again. Peterson still going to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Bulldogs. A 28-yard touchdown run by Cam Peterson. His first snap as quarterback. He kept it, rolled to the left side, went along the sideline. That's going to be a 28-yard touchdown run by Peterson. That makes it 13-0 Rudyard with 2:05 to play in this first quarter. A 28-yard touchdown run by Cam Peterson as Jacob Nolan now will attempt the extra point for the Bulldogs. Snap is good. Kick is good. And 14-0 Bulldogs with 2:05 to play in this first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. A 28-yard touchdown run by Rudyard sophomore Cam Peterson. Extra point is good, and the Bulldogs lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 14-0 with 2:05 left in this first quarter. Score from the Van Sitters Field after one quarter of play, the Sioux High Blue Devils leading Tawas also by a 14-0 count. Other games in the Upper Peninsula tonight, Bark River Harris is at West Iron County. Gwynn is at Manistique. The Northern Elite Predators out of Wisconsin are taking on Menominee. Calumet is at Nagani. Lance is at Houghton. Westwood travels to Iron Mountain. Marquette at Traverse City Central. Kearney Nadu at Forest Park. Ingadine, who lost their opener last week to Ironwood, is at Superior Central, while Newberry is at Gogebic. So the Bulldogs set to kick. That's number one, Jacob Nolan, with a long kick to the 25-yard line taken there by the Islanders. I believe that's Hossick Sweeney on the carry, and on the return, I should say, and he'll get it up to the Islanders' 39-yard line. So Cedarville Detour moved the ball pretty well in their first possession, but they couldn't plug it into the end zone, and they definitely want to try to answer against this very strong Rudyard team. Certainly a bigger team as far as line size, but Cedarville Detour certainly did a good job on their first possession. They moved the ball very well. Shotgun formation for Smith, first down and 10. As Smith will drop back, look to the near side. Oh, that was almost a completion. Good pass by Smith, but Andres could not haul that one in, so that'll make it second down and 10. Ball will remain at the 39-yard line of the Islanders. 1:56 to play in this first quarter. Bulldogs had no trouble last week against Superior Central as they led 46-0 at half. They certainly want to do that again here in Cedarville. Second down and 10 for the Islanders. Smith in the shotgun formation. One set out wide to the near side. Now Smith, he's going to be pressured, and that's going to be a sack, although he gets rid of it. I don't think that's going to be an incomplete. That's going to be intentional grounding, I believe, as number five, Tate Bestman, all over Smith. And so that's going to be another penalty on the Islanders, and that's going to make it very tough now, as they're going to have a long way to go. They want to get a first down. So we'll get our call from the official, intentional grounding on the Islanders, as the Bulldogs are going to decline that penalty. So they have the option, and probably a smart option there, because the ball will be placed where Smith was sacked, and that'll make it third down. I don't think anyone would take the penalty in that case. So it's going to be third down and very long for the Islanders. Ball at about the 24-yard line, so third down and 25. Don't know if Coach Barr has any plays in the playbook for these situations. Certainly very tough. Third down and 25 for the Islanders. 1:50 to play in the first quarter, and we have movement on the line. I think that's going to be on the Bulldogs, so that'll make it a little easier for the Islanders. Now it will be third and 20. Ball will be spotted just inside the 30-yard line. So they'll make it third down about 18. Smith in the shotgun formation. One set out wide to the right, one to the left. Now two to the left. Smith drops back again, pressured by Bestman. He'll complete the pass to number 22, Alex Story. We'll get just a few yards on that one, but it could have been a lot worse, as Tate Bestman, pretty tough for a quarterback when Bestman's rushing, all 6'8 of him, and he puts those arms up. You're probably pretty happy just to get a 2-yard completion, because that could have been a lot worse. So fourth down and 17 for the Islanders. 1:20 left in this first quarter. And I believe they're probably going to punt this one away. being that the ball is at their own 31-yard line. So Smith back about 10 yards on the play. And Smith will kick the ball. Not a bad kick, as it'll go out of bounds, I think. No, it won't go out of bounds. It'll be rolled down to about the 34-yard line. We'll take a 30-second break. 51 seconds left in this first quarter. 14-0 Rudyard. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan for our EUP Game of the Week. 1 yard gain by Rudyard quarterback Cam Peterson on the play. They'll bring it down to the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs, make it second down and 9 as we have 30 seconds left in this first quarter. Bulldogs with a 14-0 lead. Now E.J. Suggett back at quarterback for the Bulldogs. Will take the snap at his own 30-yard line. Shotgun formation. Now Suggett faked the run, looking downfield. And that pass just out of the reach of number 3, Aiden Bickle. Was a nice setup on the play. Pass just a little bit out of the reach of Bickle. That'll make it third down and 9 with 8 seconds left in this first quarter. So we'll see if the Islanders can make a defensive stand here. Probably their best chance to get one so far. Rudyard really has had no trouble moving the ball so far tonight. So third down and 9, Rudyard. 8 seconds left in this first quarter. This should be the last play of the first quarter. Bulldogs still in the huddle. Now they'll walk it up to the line. McDowell under center. Suck it in the shotgun formation. Another bunch formation for the Bulldogs. Now Suggett will fake a couple handoffs, and we have a little bit of a screen play, and this could be real good, as that's Warner with it. He'll get across the 50. Warner to the 40. Warner to the 30. He'll cut back and be tackled out of bounds at the Islanders' 25-yard line, and that'll end our first quarter. It's been all Bulldogs here in Cedarville as Rudyard leads the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 14-0. We'll take a 1-minute break and be back with our second quarter. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason from Cedarville, Michigan, after one quarter of play in eight-player Great Lakes 8 East Division play. The Rudyard Bulldogs lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 14-0. Recapping the scoring in that first quarter, the Bulldogs got on the board first with a 18-yard touchdown pass from E.J. Suggett to Callan Lawler, and then Cam Peterson would scamper a 28-yard touchdown run. Both extra points good, and that's where we sit right now. 14-0 Rudyard, and the Bulldogs have the ball first and 10. Ball at the Islanders' 26-yard line. Now Suggett with the snap, and that's going to be tackled for a loss as number 88, Hossick Sweeney, with the tackle. So that'll be about a 1-yard loss, make it second down and 11 for the Bulldogs, who have had no trouble moving the ball, and they can run it, they can throw it. They got a lot of size, and Suggett's been protected pretty well tonight. Not on that play, as Cedarville did a good job to get past the line and pressure Suggett. So second down and 11 for the Bulldogs. 11:30 to play in the second quarter. They lead 14-0. Now Suggett in the shotgun formation. Man in motion. They'll hand it off to Peterson. Now Peterson's being pursued. Good run, though, as he had a couple players that were on him, including number 22, Alex Story, and he's going to get close to the first down marker. They might have given him that one. It's going to be very close. It could be about a yard away, so third down and 1, and my money's on Suggett keeping this one and running up the gut. E.J. Suggett, certainly a standout athlete at Rudyard, not just on the football field, where he's been starting quarterback now in his fourth season. Also has had great success on the hardwood in basketball with the Bulldogs, making it to the state semifinal for the first time since the 1960s last season. Also a pretty darn good baseball player as well. That program is certainly one of the best in the area, if not the best. And this whole Rudyard sports program certainly having some glory days. We talked last year about the success of not just their boys' teams, but also their girls' teams, as you had the Rudyard Bulldogs girls' team winning the regional title, first time ever for that. And then making it to the quarterfinals. You also had the volleyball team making it to the quarterfinals. all sorts of success. And, oh, by the way, the softball team made it to the state finals. So certainly a year to remember for Rudyard. And the football team wants to make it years to remember. And they're certainly off to a good start this season and good start in this game. It will be third down and short as they brought out the chain gang to measure that one. Just a little bit short. So third down and one, ball just outside the 15-yard line of the Islanders. Now Peterson under center for the Bulldogs. Rather, Suggett, he's in the shotgun. He'll roll to the left, heave it downfield. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Bulldogs! Nice play there. I thought most people thought that was going to be a run, but instead it's a touchdown pass to number 22, Brett Mayer. And that gives the Bulldogs a 20-0 lead over the Islanders, 10:46 to play in this second quarter. Suggett, all sorts of time to pass. And he passed it and threw it right into the hands of Mayer. Now the kick up, and the kick is good with our score. Rudyard 21, the Cedarville Detour Islanders nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 10:46 to play in the second quarter here in Cedarville. It's been all Rudyard as they lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders in eight-player football by the score of 21-0. That last play, a 22-yard touchdown pass, E.J. Suggett to Brett Mayer. That's Suggett's second touchdown pass of the night. He also had an 18-yard pass to Callan Lawler in the first quarter. As Rudyard's had the ball three times, and they've scored three times. And so if the Islanders want to get back in this game, this is a very big possession for them. They moved the ball well on their first possession, but had some penalty trouble in their second possession. Now Jacob Nolan will kick the ball for the Bulldogs. Nolan will kick that one right up the middle. Rather, they'll go out of bounds. Barely. It almost bounced back in. But that's not what probably Coach Suggett wanted on that one. It was a good kick, but it just went out of bounds. And so the Islanders will get good field position to start their third drive of the night. Tune in to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show every Monday night over on our sister station, ESPN 1400. That show is called The Game, 6 to 8 o'clock every Monday night. However, we will be taking Labor Day off this week, so our next edition will be on Monday, September 13th. And you can hear all past editions of our show, including all Sioux High Blue Devil broadcasts with Dave Watson, Coach's Corner over on 1230 WSO. You can find all those broadcasts on our podcast page, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Well, the Islanders will decline the penalty and make Rudyard kick that again, so Nolan will kick it from his own 35-yard line. Interesting call there. So Nolan set to kick. The Islanders will be going left to right in the second quarter. So Nolan will kick it more to the middle of the field this time. That goes over the head of Sweeney. That's going to roll all the way to the 15-yard line, picked up by Andres. Andres now runs in the middle of the field, and he'll be tackled by Peterson and three other Bulldogs. So probably not the best call there, declining that penalty, because now they lost about 20 yards with that kick going over the head of Sweeney. And so the Islanders will have it first and 10 at their own 17-yard line with 10:38 to play in the second quarter. It's been all Bulldogs. They lead by the score of 21-0. Sioux High leading Tawas at the Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie by the score of 14-0 after one quarter of play. Try to get some other scores at halftime for some of the UP games going on. First 2 weeks of the season, some teams play on Thursday, some teams play on Friday. Obviously, we're playing Thursday here. That's Smith in the shotgun formation. Now, players getting set, and I think there was some motion on the line. And I believe that's, confusion on the line indeed. That's going to be on the Islanders, and so that's going to bring it back a little further. A little late getting in their set and a lot of confusion there. So that'll bring it back to the 11-yard line of the Islanders, make it first and 15. 10:38 to play in the second quarter, 21-0 in favor of the Rudyard Bulldogs on our EUP Game of the Week here on Country 105. Matt Pocket will be back next week for the Rudyard game at home a week from Friday against North Dickinson, our next broadcast. Now Smith will keep it on the shotgun formation. He'll run it up the gut, get a couple yards there. As number 21 for the Bulldogs, Eli Sprague, one of the players in on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Again, the line play, always a key in any football game, being pretty much dominated by the Bulldogs at this point. Smith, when he does pass, isn't getting a whole lot of time. That certainly makes it pretty tough for any quarterback. So second down and 15 for the Islanders. Shotgun formation, two set out to the right, one to the left. Now Smith, bad snap, and he's just going to, well, he gets the ball, and well, he gets back to the line of scrimmage, as that was Besteman in on the tackle. The snap was to his left, and he batted it down with his left hand. Did a good job just picking that up and getting it back to the original, or rather, the line of scrimmage. So that'll make it third down and 12 for the Islanders. 9:30 to play in the second quarter. Islanders looking for their first points of the season. They were shut out last week at Munising. Now Smith, shotgun again, drops back, gets some time. Now Smith still has it, and the Rudyard Bulldogs pursued, and that's going to be just about no gain on the play. He and Brady, one of the players in on the tackle for the Bulldogs, so you would imagine the Islanders will probably just have to punt this one away, ball being at their own 15-yard line. So Smith will drop back to his own 5-yard line. Number 3, Aiden Bickle, back to receive for the Bulldogs. Now the snap to Smith. Smith with the kick. Line drive kick. And taken there by Bickle at the 40. Bickle with some room. Bickle will get it to the 35. Bickle still going. Bickle. Oh, he just stepped out of bounds. Otherwise, he would have had a touchdown there. Just got 1 foot out of bounds at the near sideline. And so the Bulldogs will take over at the Islanders' 27-yard line. We'll keep it here. 8:26 to play in the second quarter. Bulldogs with the ball leading 21-0. This Rudyard team has looked very impressive so far. It's not just running it. It's not just throwing it. They do a good job mixing up their play calling. As Coach Jimmy Suggett certainly has a very good squad along with assistant coach Lance Bickle. Now Suggett will hand it off to Peterson. Peterson still running up the middle. Peterson avoids all sorts of tackles. He's going to almost take it to the house. He'll be tackled at the 1-yard line. Good job there by Kaysen Smith to chase him down. Peterson, boy, he's been very impressive tonight. As it looked like, he was pretty dead for rights running on the near side, but he cut it up the middle, and he'll get it to about the 2-yard line of the Islanders. So the Bulldogs knocking on the door again, leading 21-0, 8:10 to play in the second quarter. Now Suggett in the shotgun, first and goal from the 3-yard line. Suggett will keep it himself and run it up the gut and get it in for a touchdown. So E.J. Suggett with a 3-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs, his third touchdown of the night. And Rudyard cruising, leading by the score of 27-0. So a 3-yard touchdown run by E.J. Suggett. As Jacob Nolan will attempt the extra point for the Bulldogs. He's a perfect 3 of 3 of the night. Helps to have a good kicking game. Low snap. The kick is up and good, but we have a flag on the play. And that's going to be offsides on the Islanders. And I would imagine Rudyard will decline this one. Or will they? Unless that kick wasn't good, as one of the referees has to go into the jungle gym to get the ball. Nice little playground here on the field, or outside the field, obviously. It would be interesting if they had a playground on the field, but don't think legally you can do that. So we'll attempt the extra point again. Nolan set to kick as Warner set to take the snap. Snap is high, kick is up, and that kick is good. As Jacob Nolan, a perfect 4 of 4 in extra points, and Rudyard's been perfect offensively. 4 possessions, 4 touchdowns. We'll take a 30-second break. Our score, Rudyard 28, Cedarville Detour, nothing. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. We have 8:02 to play in the second quarter here in Cedarville. It's been all Rudyard in this one. They lead by the score of 28 to nothing. 3 touchdowns already from E.J. Suggett, 2 in the air, 1 on the ground. The latest touchdown for the Bulldogs, a 3-yard touchdown run. As Rudyard's had the ball 4 times and really have not been challenged too much by this Islanders defense. And again, credit to Rudyard's line play and just play calling. You don't know which way they're coming at you. Many times in high school football, we can see a team that sticks to the same script, if you will. Not this Bulldogs team, and they have a kicker, so that makes them very dangerous. Speaking of that kicker, Nolan will kick the ball over to Sweeney. He'll take it at the 25-yard line. Good run for Sweeney. He's across the 40. He's across the 50, and that's good news for the hometown fans as Hasek Sweeney gets the ball across the 50-yard line all the way into Bulldogs territory. So we'll see if the Islanders can get back in this game a little bit, and that's certainly a big play. However, we have a flag over at the far sideline, and that's going to negate that nice reception. I should say kickoff return. And so that's going to bring the ball way back into Islanders territory. So things certainly not going the Islanders' way here tonight. Talked about some of the games going on tonight across the Upper Peninsula. Some games also tomorrow night, including some area teams. Pickford off their home victory in our last EUP game of the week over Gaylord St. Mary's. They're going to host Munising tomorrow night at the Purple Palace in Pickford. Brimley will be at Rogers City. Brimley lost their first game to Newberry on the road, and St. Ignace, who lost to Sioux High in their first game, they will host Frankfort tomorrow night. So Smith right behind center, first down. Pass on the near side completed to Andres. Andres will get a couple yards on the play, as you have Bickle and Warner in on the tackle for the Bulldogs. They'll make it second down and 8 for the Islanders. Ball at the 25-yard line of Cedarville Detour. The Cedarville Detour program, in football has been very successful, making the playoffs for the last 17 years. That's an impressive feat in any sport. Second down and 8 for the Islanders. Ball at their own 25-yard line. Now we have motion on the line. That's going to go against the Islanders. Looks like that was Sweeney who jumped. So that'll make it second down and 13. Seen a few flags here tonight, really on both sides. It's the second game of the season. Of course, last season, we weren't even playing at this point due to COVID-19 and the delay of the football season, as most teams got 6 games in and everybody made the playoffs. Different story this year. Yes, COVID-19 is still a story, but the season so far so good. Now, a pitch to the left and Fairchild lost his balance. That's going to be another loss. That's going to make it third down and long for the Islanders. They lose about 2 on the play. Third down and 14. Ball at the 17-yard line of the Islanders. So Cedarville Detours put themselves in this third down and long quite a bit here in the second quarter, and they got another one here. 6:30 to play in the second quarter. Coming up on our halftime show, we'll recap the score, and we'll try to get some other scores from around the area. Last week, Rudyard had the running clock for the majority of the, I believe, the entire second half. Now Smith drops back deep, looks on the near sideline. That pass going to be intercepted. There was some contact, I thought, before the play, but a nice interception by Aiden Bickle. And so Rudyard rolling in this one. We'll keep it here. They'll take over at the Islanders' 37-yard line. With 6:09 to play in this second quarter, Bulldogs rolling, leading 28 to nothing. Looking at the upcoming schedule for both these teams, again, our next EUP game of the week will be in Rudyard on Friday night as the Bulldogs will take on North Dickinson. Now we're going to have a timeout on the field. We'll take a one-minute timeout with them. Our score, Rudyard 28, Cedarville Detour, nothing. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Live action as E.J. Suggett tries to find Cam Peterson deep just over the head of Peterson as the Bulldogs have the ball at the Islanders' 38-yard line, second down and 10, and they lead by the score of 28-0. Suggett had Peterson open, but he just overthrew him by a hair. So that'll make it second down and 10 for the Bulldogs on their fifth possession. You couldn't ask for much more offensively from Rudyard as they're a perfect 4 of 4 in possessions, looking to make it 5 of 5. Now Suggett again, tight formation, second down and 10, shotgun. Suggett will keep it, run to the right side. Suggett across the 35. He'll get down to about the 31-yard line as Sweeney was in on the tackle along with Mike Perkins for the Islanders. So that'll make it third down and about 4. Ball just outside the 30-yard line of the Islanders. Now Peterson back behind center. He'll keep the ball, run it to the near side. Peterson across the 25. We got a flag on the play as that might be a hold. I believe that's going to be on Rudyard, number 22, Brett Mayer. So that'll negate the first down. That'll make it third down and long for the Bulldogs. So they're going to back that ball up a few yards. And that'll make it outside the 40-yard line of the Islanders. They'll make that third down and 12. You would imagine this would be a two-possession, or I should say if they don't get the third down, you would think the Bulldogs would go for it, especially what they've done offensively. Now one set out to the right side. Suggett behind center in the shotgun formation, third down and 12. And now we have all sorts of motion there. As a little confusion there on the Rudyard line, and so that's going to bring it back another 5 yards, so it's going to make it third and 17. That might change the strategy as far as if they don't get a lot of yards on this third down play. Third down and 17 for Rudyard. Ball just outside the Islanders' 45-yard line. 5:37 to play in this second quarter. Now one set out wide to the right, one set out to the left. Suggett on the shotgun. He'll roll to the right. He'll throw it to the near side, and that's going to be a completion to number 3, Aiden Bickle, and a nice tackle again by Kaysen Smith, but the Bulldogs will take it as a long pass by Suggett. Good patience by Suggett. He looked to the right side, couldn't find anybody open, and then looked to the near side and found Bickle wide open along the near sideline, and Bickle almost took it to the house. That'll be a long completion, bringing the ball inside the 10-yard line to about the 8-yard line of the Islanders. So first and goal for Rudyard, as everything going their way tonight here in Cedarville. So first and goal, ball just outside the 7-yard line of the Islanders. Peterson back behind center for the Bulldogs. Shotgun formation in tight. Now Peterson will roll to the right. He'll keep it and get a few yards on the play. Good tackle there by the Islanders as Peterson gets it to the 5-yard line. Tackle by number 23, Mike Perkins. And we got another penalty on Rudyard, another holding penalty. So Coach Jim Suggett kind of throws his arms out there like, what's going on, guys? Lots of penalties in this first half. So another hold on the Bulldogs. So they're going to back that up another 10 yards. That should put the ball around the 20-yard line of the Islanders. And it'll be second and goal from there. Actually, that's going to make it to about the 22-yard line. So second and goal, Bulldogs from the 22-yard line. With 5:12 to play in the second quarter, they lead Cedarville Detour by the score of 28-0. Bulldogs have had 3 penalties on this possession, but they're still moving the ball very well tonight. Now Suggett in the shotgun formation. Players in tight. Suggett takes the snap. Now counter play. Nice run by Bickle. Bickle across the 15-yard line, so they get a lot of that yardage back. And another flag. My goodness. And now we have a player down on the field. You never want to see that. It looks like that's number, I can't quite tell. Looks like number 76. or is it 72? Hard to tell. So we got an injury on the field. We'll take a one-minute timeout with our score. Rudyard 28, Cedarville Detour nothing. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan, as we have an injury on the field. Number 72, Hunter Kusinen, limping off the field as Coach Scott Barr and another member of the coaching staff helping him to the sideline. You never want to see that in football, but it is a contact game, and unfortunately we do see that, and let's hope that Mr. Kusinen is okay. Certainly being helped off the field here by a couple coaches, and let's hope that young man is okay. So we have second down and goal for the Bulldogs. Ball at the Islanders' 10-yard line, 5:04 to play in the second quarter. Update from A.J. Van Sitter's field, Suhai rolling over Tawas by the score of 42-0 at halftime. I want to give a shout-out to Jim and Mitchell Lee Hockey, who are here filming for 9 and 10 News. Appreciate you guys listening. So second down and goal for the Bulldogs, ball at the Islanders' 10-yard line. Suggett in the shotgun formation. Now he'll run it to the right, get around a couple players, and Suggett's still going. He'll bring it to the house for another Bulldogs touchdown. Looking for the flag because we've had flags on almost every play, but none there as E.J. Suggett with his fourth touchdown of the night. Two in the air, two on the ground. That one a 10-yard touchdown run. And the Bulldogs rolling, leading by the score of 34-0, pending the extra point. So Jacob Nolan set to attempt his fifth extra point. He's been a perfect 4 of 4 tonight. Bad snap, but a good job holding it there by Warner. And another extra point by Mr. Nolan. Our score, Rudyard 35, Cedarville nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan for our EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 4:57 to play in the second quarter. It's been all Rudyard Bulldogs as they lead Cedarville Detour by the score of 35-0. The latest score by the Bulldogs, who have yet to be stopped on any possession so far, E.J. Suggett with his fourth touchdown of the night, his second on the ground. That one a 10-yard touchdown run as Jacob Nolan kicks the extra point. And can't understate how important it is to have kicking available and a good kicker at the high school level. And now we're going to have another flag on the play. We don't have a count on how many flags there have been, but certainly over 10 so far. We're probably getting close to about 15 at this rate. Looks like some motion on the line by the Bulldogs, so they'll move that back a few yards. And Nolan certainly getting a lot of practice kicking tonight. Five extra points and a couple penalties on these kickoffs. He's had about 7 or 8 kickoffs as well. So Nolan set to kick from his own 35-yard line. Field in very good shape here in Cedarville. We didn't see that last year in Rudyard. I think we had a monsoon in that game, dubbed the Mud Bowl. No mud tonight. Now a kick up the middle, taken there by Smith. He'll bobble it for a moment. He'll keep it. He'll run it up the middle. And decent gain there. He'll get it to about the 34-yard line of the Islanders. Tackled by number 30, Ian Brady, for the Bulldogs. So Cedarville looking to make some sort of answer here in this second quarter, as we have a good possibility, the way this game's going, of having a running clock here in the second half. We're not there yet. The Islanders certainly don't want it to get to that point. So first and 10, Cedarville Detour, ball at the Islanders' 34-yard line. Smith in the shotgun formation, four wide receivers, two set each side. Now Smith drops back, he'll run it up the middle and get about a yard on the play. Nice tackle by Cam Peterson. That'll make it second down and 9. So second down and 9 for the Islanders. Ball just outside their 35-yard line. 4:30 to play in the second quarter. Now Smith in the shotgun formation. One wide receiver to each side, one in the backfield. Now Smith throws it to the near side. That's a completion to Andres, and Andres will get it across the 50, and he'll be run out of bounds by Suggett inside Rudyard territory. They'll spot the ball at the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs, and a first down for the Islanders. So the Islanders hoping to punch one in here before the break. Still a lot of time in the second quarter, 4:09 to play. Is Rudyard doing things right? They've had a few penalties that'll probably make the coaching staff a little upset, but they can't be upset with the scoreboard right now. Two wide receivers to the left side for the Islanders, one in the backfield. Smith in the gun. He'll drop back, look to the near side. There'll be a pass to Sweeney, but a good tackle again by Peterson. Boy, he's been everywhere tonight on both sides of the ball, and he's just a sophomore. So that'll be a loss of about three or four yards on the play. Make it second down and 13. Ball now inside Islanders territory at their own 48-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Smith in the shotgun formation. Of course, with eight-player football, you only have three on the line. Now Smith will keep it. He'll run it up the middle and again be tackled by Peterson. He got a couple on the play, but Cam Peterson certainly has been one of the defensive standouts for the Bulldogs here so far tonight. Third down and 12 for the Islanders. Ball at the Bulldogs' 49-yard line. 3:10 to play in the second quarter. Bulldogs with a 35-0 lead. Cedarville's next game will be here at home against Newberry. Week from Friday at 7 o'clock, then the Islanders will travel to Eben Junction for a Saturday afternoon game against Superior Central. Then they'll be back here on September 24th to host Ironwood. And we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a one-minute timeout with them. Our score, 35-0, Rudyard. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 2:47 to play in the second quarter here in Cedarville. The Islanders with the ball, 3rd and 12 at the Bulldogs' 49-yard line. Rudyard leads by the score of 35-0. Now Smith in the shotgun formation, man in motion, two set out to the right, one to the left. Smith will drop back, and he will be tackled for a loss, a fumble on the play, but it looks like the Islanders did recover the ball. But that's going to make it 4th down and long, and likely another punt for Cedarville Detour. We'll bring the ball back to the 45-yard line of the Islanders. So Rudyard with 2:28 left in the second quarter. They likely have enough time to try to get another possession. And looks like we have another timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them. 2:28 to play in the second quarter, 35-0, Rudyard. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan. The Islanders with the ball, 4th and 17 at their own 45-yard line. We have 2:28 to play in the second quarter. It's been all Bulldogs. They lead the Islanders by the score of 35-0. Cedarville's first possession looked promising. They got the ball inside the Bulldogs' 10-yard line, but it's been all Rudyard, and now it looks like they're going to go for it. Why not at this point? 4th and 17. Man in motion. Smith in the shotgun. He'll take the ball, drop back, being pressured. He'll avoid the pressure for a moment, and he'll be tackled. Bestman with the first contact, and Peterson will bring him down. And so the Bulldogs will have good field possession to try to get one more in before the halftime break. 2:20 to play in this second quarter. Rudyard's had the ball 5 times, and they've scored 5 times. And they're looking to make it a perfect 6-for-6. Suhai leading Tawas at half by the score of 42-0. So E.J. Suggett with 4 touchdowns on the night, 2 on the ground, 2 in the air. And we've seen him behind center for most of the snaps. We've seen a few snaps go to Cam Peterson. As we have a tight formation, shotgun for Suggett. And he fakes the knee, and he'll launch it downfield and be almost caught there by Brett Mayer. It was right in his hands. It would have been a tough catch, but that one's incomplete. Suggett faked the knee, and with 2:15 left, I don't know why he would do that. if you call that a little bit of gamesmanship there, I don't know what you call it. So second down and 10 for Rudyard. Ball at the 49-yard line of the Islanders. As McDowell will get under center. Suck it in the shotgun formation. Two set out to the right, one to the left. Now man in motion, Besteman. Suggett will hand it off to Besteman, and Besteman will get pretty good gain on that one, gain of about 6 or 7 yards. That'll bring the ball to the 42-yard line of the Islanders. They'll make it third down and about 3. As we're under 2 minutes to play in this second quarter, coming up at halftime, we'll recap the scoring, try to get some other scores from around the area. Clock continues to move. Buck 40 left in the second quarter. Third down and 3. Suggett again. Shotgun formation. He'll drop back. Looking downfield. He's got a player wide open. That's Lawler, and he will haul it in. Lawler at the 10 makes the move and will get into the end zone for another Bulldogs touchdown. That one a 42-yard touchdown pass. E.J. Suggett, his fifth touchdown of the night. And Rudyard is rolling. They lead by the score of 41-0. So E.J. Suggett now with 3 touchdown passes. That one to Lawler, his second of the night. And the extra point by Jacob Nolan is up, and he's a perfect 6-for-6. We'll take a 30-second break with our score, Rudyard 42. Cedarville Detour, nothing. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 1:25 to play in the second quarter here in 8-player football in Cedarville. The Rudyard Bulldogs lead the Islanders by the score of 42-0. The latest score by the Rudyard Bulldogs, a 42-yard touchdown pass by E.J. Suggett. His third of the night with the reception by Callan Lawler, his second touchdown reception here on this Thursday night. Now Nolan's set to kick. Good deep kick there. That one's going to go all the way to the 10-yard line. Picked up there by Andres. Andres will run it on the near sideline and will step out of bounds at about the 26-yard line with a minute 21 left in this second quarter as the Bulldogs really pouring it on right now, leading by the score of 42-0. So Rudyard right now outscoring their opposition this season 94-0 as they won their opener 52-0. It kind of almost has the same feel to this game as it did that game. They led 46-0 at half on Saturday, and well, they're almost there tonight leading 42-0. Rudyard played Superior Central last week. Now shotgun formation for the Islanders. Smith's pass over to Andres. He'll haul that one in and be forced out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So about a 6-yard gain there. That'll make it 2nd and 4. Slow moving second quarter here with all the timeouts and scoring and injuries and penalties. This has been a long second quarter. So 2nd down and 4. Minute 14 left in the second quarter. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Smith in the shotgun. Smith drops back, looking to the middle of the field. Now he'll launch it to the near side, and that's going to be intercepted again by the Bulldogs. Aiden Bickle, as Bickle will run it across the 50-yard line into Islanders territory. So Rudyard might not be done yet in this second quarter as they lead by the score of 42-0, as that's the second interception thrown by Smith. Still a lot of time left here in this one, the way the Bulldogs have been moving the ball. Ball just inside Islanders territory. Looking at the Rudyard upcoming schedule, again, our next EUP game of the week will be in Rudyard a week from Friday on September 10th, as the Bulldogs will host North Dickinson. Now we have a new quarterback for the Bulldogs. That's Brett Maher, and he's going to run it across the 40 to the 30 to the 20 to the 10. Brett Maher takes it to the house, a 49-yard touchdown run, and this one is turning into an absolute rout as it's 48-0 Bulldogs with 54 seconds left in the second quarter. So Brett Maher taking his first snap as quarterback, runs it 49 yards for the touchdown. And the busiest man in the building, Jacob Nolan, will attempt his seventh extra point. He's made all six so far. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and again, it is good. We'll keep it here, 49-0 Rudyard, 54 seconds left in this second quarter. Bulldogs led 14-0 after one, but they have absolutely controlled this entire game in the second half. And we are going to be in the running clock situation to start the third quarter. So my guess would be it's going to take probably as long as the second quarter to play probably the entire second half. Tune into Coach's Corner every Saturday morning over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO, as we are once again back at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'll be filling in for Dave Watson on Saturday. Special guests include members of the Sioux Indians, AAA hockey organization, Rick Corbier, Big Daddy, and the dapper one, Dan Lasley. They'll be joining us right after the Scores That Matter around 11:10. And then we'll be talking Sioux High football with one of their assistant coaches and good friend Matt Johnson, as well, Matt will probably be pretty happy the way things are going at A.J. Van Sitter's Field at half, the Blue Devils leading Tawas by the score of 42-0. Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, 11:05, live from Applebee's. Now Nolan with another good kick. That'll go to the 10-yard line. Andres will pick it up. And we're going to have another flag on the play. Two flags, as a matter of fact, as Andres will get it to about the 24-yard line. He was hauled down by number, I don't have a number 12 on my roster, but number 12 for the Bulldogs did make the tackle. But we do have another penalty on the play, and we'll see certainly what the referees decide on this one. More than likely a hold or maybe a legal block in the back. Yep, it is a hold, and it's against Rudyard, so the Islanders, 44 seconds left to try to get something going. Now that penalty will be declined. And it looks like Jacob Nolan will kick it again. Well, I'll tell you what, he can't complain about any lack of kicks or practice in this one. He's made seven extra points, and now he's kicked off the ball, I think, about a dozen times at this rate. So that'll bring it to the 40-yard line as one of the Rudyard youngsters brings out the tee. Good hustle on the way back. Now he chases another youngster over on the far sideline, so he's getting all sorts of work out tonight. So Nolan will kick it again, this time from his own 40-yard line. Yeah, Nolan getting more reps than about anybody tonight. Now our officials again conferring. I got to say, I've done a few football games. I don't remember a second quarter going as long as this one. We're already at 8:30. Game time's been about an hour and a half. Now Nolan set to kick. As a hush falls over the crowd. Nolan will kick that one up the middle, taken by Sweeney at his own 20-yard line. He'll run it up the gut. Sweeney will get to about the 30-yard line, call it about 32. As one of the Bulldogs in on the tackle, number 23, Austin Warner, fired up about that one. The Bulldogs have every reason to be fired up. They are dominating this game in all aspects. And they lead by the score of 49-0 with 37 seconds left in the second quarter. So we'll see what the Islanders do here. It's certainly been a tough first half for them. But give a lot of credit, or give full credit, to this Rudyard Bulldogs team. They look very impressive here tonight. So Smith in the shotgun. Two wide receivers, one to each side. High snap. Smith will haul it down, or rather catch it, I should say. Pass incomplete, a little short. Intended receiver was Aiden Andres. That'll make it second down and 10 with 32 seconds left in the second quarter. Ball at the Islanders' 32-yard line. Lights are on here in Cedarville as darkness is upon us. Now Smith in the shotgun. He'll drop back. Smith with time. He'll heave it downfield. And, oh, almost a good catch there. Great throw by Smith. Andres, the intended receiver, just kind of went through his hands. That'll make it third down and 10. Certainly the Islanders don't want to give the ball back to Rudyard. There's not much time, but hasn't taken the Bulldogs much time. As a matter of fact, they scored on their last possession on their first snap. So third down and 10 at Cedarville Detour. Ball at the 32-yard line of the Islanders. Two wide receivers, one to each side. One in the backfield, Smith. Shotgun. Drops back, looks to the near side. Now he's going to scamper up the middle. Smith now with a good gain. He's across the 50. Smith will be tackled at about the 45-yard line by Austin Warner. So that'll stop the clock with 16 seconds. So the Islanders might have a couple chances to heave it downfield. You don't necessarily have to heave it in the end zone. It's going to be a long throw if you do, but you get a first down. You're probably going to get at least two snaps, maybe three. If you can do things quickly. First down and 10, Cedarville Detour, ball at the Rudyard at 45-yard line. Now Smith at his 50, being pressured, drops way back, now scrambles to the near side. Smith will keep it, another flag on the play as Smith gets hammered there at the 40-yard line. That one looked rough as Austin Warner lost his helmet, and another Bulldog, a little slow getting up. That was Eli Sprague, but we've had a bunch of hankies thrown on the field, and well, this one's going to go against Cedarville Detour. So negate that run. And with 5 seconds left, your options are pretty limited here. And so that's going to bring the ball back into Islanders territory. And way back into Islanders territory. That's going to take it to about the 38-yard line of Cedarville Detour. So 5 seconds left. You have time for one play. Rudyard's going to take a big lead into the halftime break. 49-0 Rudyard, 5 seconds left in this second quarter. So four wide receivers for the Islanders, two to each side. Smith under center, shotgun. Smith now looking to the near side. He'll heave that one up, and that one's going to be intercepted again, this time by Brett Mayer. And Mayer will be tackled out of bounds, and that's going to end a very long, slow-moving second half. But the Bulldogs, they don't care as they are dominating this game, and they lead at halftime over Cedarville Detour by the score of 49-0. We're going to take a 4-minute break. We come back, we'll recap the scoring and look at some other scores from around the area in our halftime show. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason with you from Cedarville, Michigan. Our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios is Mark Santangelo. And it's been all Rudyard Bulldogs in this one. They lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 49-0 at halftime. Recapping the scoring for the Bulldogs, they got on the board first. In the first quarter, an 18-yard touchdown pass from E.J. Suggett to Callan Lawler made it 6-0 Bulldogs. Jacob Nolan with the extra point made it 7-0. And then Cam Peterson with a 28-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs, also in the first quarter, extra point good by Nolan. 14-0 Rudyard after one quarter. Bulldogs would pour it on in the second quarter with 5 touchdowns, including E.J. Suggett. A 22-yard touchdown pass to Brett Mayer, extra point good, making it 21-0. Suggett would get his third touchdown of the night in the second quarter, a 3-yard touchdown run, extra point good by Nolan, making it 28-0 Bulldogs. And then Suggett would get his second touchdown on the ground, fourth of the game, a 10-yard touchdown run, extra point good by Nolan, making it 35-0. Suggett would get his 5th touchdown of the game, his 3rd in the air. In the second quarter, a 42-yard touchdown pass to Callan Lawler, who has 2 touchdown receptions on the night. Extra point good by Nolan, making it 42-0. And then Brett Mayer, who took his first snap behind center a 49-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs late in that second quarter. Extra point good again by Nolan. And that's where we sit right now at halftime. Rudyard rolling, leading the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 49-0. One other score to report at last check. At halftime, the Sioux High Blue Devils leading Tawas by the score of 42-0 over on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson and Pat Bennon. So it looks like the Bulldogs and the Sioux High Blue Devils will both improve to 2-0 on the season. We will have the running clock here in the second half in this one, so we could have a much quicker second half than we saw in that second quarter with the Bulldogs scoring five times. We also had about a dozen penalties just in that second quarter, as it made a very long second quarter, and certainly a long second quarter by the Islanders. This is a pretty young team, certainly one that is rebuilding, but it's been all Rudyard here, and credit their line play. They're giving Suggett a lot of time to throw as well. You just don't know which way the Bulldogs are going to come at you. It's not just one or two players, as you can see on the score sheet. It's a lot, and defensively, they have been outstanding as well. We're going to take our final break in our halftime show, another four-minute break. We come back, we'll have the start of the second half here in Cedarville. Again, our score at halftime, Rudyard leads Cedarville Detour by the score of 49-0. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan, as we are about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half, and it looks to be a very quick second half with the running clock. Our score, entering the third quarter, the Rudyard Bulldogs lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 49-0. Again, the scores from around the area in other games. We do have one score. The Sioux High Blue Devils lead Tawas by the score of 42-0. That one probably into the second half at this point, and in the similar situation that we are here. And it's been all Bulldogs as E.J. Suggett with five touchdowns for the Bulldogs in that first half. Again, recapping the scoring in that first half for the Bulldogs. Well, they scored on every possession but one. In their last possession, they didn't have the ball very long. E.J. Suggett with an 18-yard pass to Callan Lawler to start the scoring. Cam Peterson with a 28-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, making it 14-0 Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs would score five touchdowns in that second quarter. E.J. Suggett, a 22-yard touchdown pass to Brett Mayer. Suggett with a 3-yard touchdown run. Suggett with a 10-yard touchdown run. Suggett with another touchdown pass to Callan Lawler, a 42-yard play. And then the final scoring in that second quarter, Brett Mayer with a 49-yard touchdown pass. And can't say it enough how important it is at any level, but especially the high school level, to have a kicker. And boy, the Bulldogs have a very good kicker, Jacob Nolan. He made all seven of his extra points, and many of his kickoffs have been very deep. And I don't remember broadcasting a game where I've seen a kicker make seven straight extra points, and that's a big plus. This Bulldogs team, and really no one's surprised how good Rudyard is. I mean, they've been good at football over the past few years, but they haven't been able to take it to the next step. And well, you look at this athletic program overall for the Rudyard Bulldogs. I want to say hello to our good friend Steve Davis listening in, of course, head coach of the very successful softball team last season, making it to their first ever state final. Also have this football team, as you can see, very good. The volleyball team from Rudyard last year, making it to a quarterfinal. And then the basketball teams, boys basketball team making it to their first state semifinal since, I believe, 1963. The girls basketball team under Carlos Molina making it to their first ever state quarterfinal, winning their first ever regional title. And, of course, the baseball team. You can't forget about them. They do a great job as well. And so this Rudyard Bulldogs program looks like they're picking up where they left off last year, and certainly don't know if they can top last year's success, but who knows? Maybe the way things are going, they will. Looking at some other scores, well, we have a couple extra minutes put back on the clock from last week. We mentioned Sioux High winning their first game on the road at St. Ignace by the score of 37-0. The Blue Devils gained almost 400 yards on the ground. Ryan LaPlante with 148 yards rushing. with a touchdown for the Blue Devils in their season opener. John Robinson, he had four touchdowns and ran for 152 yards for Sioux High. And it looks like the Blue Devils will be 2-0. And coming up on Saturday, we'll have Coach's Corner over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO. I'll be filling in for the prof on that one, and we'll be talking to their assistant coach, Matt Johnson, around 11:30 on Saturday. We'll also be talking Sioux Indians hockey with a couple of their long-serving individuals in that program, including Big Daddy Rick Corbier and the dapper one, Dan Lasley, all on Coach's Corner over on 1230 WSOO, live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan, 11:05 for that one. Other games last week in area high school football, we mentioned Pickford defeating Gaylord St. Mary's by the score of 36-6. As Zach Harrison, the Panthers quarterback, had two touchdown passes, while John Sullivan added two touchdowns on the ground to go along with 136 yards rushing. Pickford will host Munising at the Purple Palace in Pickford tomorrow night. Newberry shut out Brimley last Friday night in Great Lakes 8 East Division football play in Newberry by the score of 36-0. Indians quarterback Connor Rintamaki had two touchdown passes for the Indians and ran for one, and Jacques LeBlanc had 85 yards rushing for Brimley last Friday night. Newberry now 1-0 on the season. They will visit Bessemer tonight, rather. They're visiting Bessemer, while Brimley now 0-1. They're going to travel to Rogers City on Friday. We mentioned these two teams and their success, or games, I should say, last week. For the Rudyard Bulldogs, it was success as they defeated Superior Central by the score of 52-0. E.J. Suggett ran for three touchdowns and threw for one in that game. Austin Warner and Cam Peterson had touchdown runs for the Bulldogs, while Callan Lawler had a pair of touchdown receptions. And you look at Suggett already with 9 touchdowns, and we've played only a game and a half so far. So he is making some noise, and to be expected, a 4-year starter. And Sioux High also has a 4-year starter in Jacob Davey, and you get so much experience at that position at the high school level, certainly paying dividends for both the Blue Devils and the Bulldogs. So here we go to start the third quarter play game. We're going to be in the running clock here, probably for the entire second half, as the busiest man on the field, Jacob Nolan, will set to kick. Back deep for the Trojans, Aiden Andres. Cedarville will be going left to right to start your third quarter here in Cedarville. And another good kick by Andres, as Andres will take it at his own 15-yard line. Get some pretty good yardage on the return. He'll step out of bounds at about the 38-yard line of the Islanders. So Cedarville detour with the ball, trailing by the score of 49-0. And again, this third and fourth quarter could fly by. A few flies in the press box as well. Speaking of flies, I want to thank the hospitality of all the good folks here at Cedarville. Good to be back. First time for yours truly back here in Cedarville since, I believe, 2010. It's been a long time since able to cover an EUP Game of the Week football game. Did quite a few basketball games for Matt Pocket. I'll be doing a few football and basketball games again this season. So first down and 10 for the Islanders. Ball at the 38-yard line. Handoff on the near side, and another good tackle there by the Bulldogs. E.J. Suggett will tackle Fairchild, and looks like Fairchild got to the line of scrimmage. That'll make it second and 10. Bulldogs have just been swarming to the ball carriers and just all over the defensive front tonight. And they look to be pretty heavy favorites next week against North Dickinson. That'll be our next EUP Game of the Week here on Country 105 next Friday night with Matt Pocket, as the Bulldogs will take on the Nordics from North Dickinson. Now Smith will drop back, a wobbler, but a catch there by number 22, Alex Story. A pass was kind of a floating duck there, but hey, it got to Story, and he makes the reception and gives the Islanders a first down. Very important, I think, for the Islanders to get on the board. They've struggled tonight. They had a tough opener. And so even though the outcome of this game probably has been decided, I think these are important minutes for this young Cedarville Detour team, especially just to get on the board, get that monkey off their back, and try to win the half. Sometimes it's the little things that make the difference. Now a handoff up the middle to Fairchild. Fairchild will get a couple yards on the play. Tackled again by Peterson, who probably has about a dozen tackles at this point. He's been probably the best player on defense for the Bulldogs tonight, and they've all been good. So that'll make it second down and 8. Ball at the Bulldogs 43-yard line. And we're in the running clock situation here. 9:30 to play in this third quarter. Now Smith under center. I formation for the Islanders. Now Smith will fake the handoff, roll to the right. Now he's in all sorts of trouble. He will get the pass off. Oh, Sweeney, I don't think he expected it. He was open and the pass was good. Good job by Smith to get out of very intense pressure there as Tate Bessman, along with a couple other Bulldogs, were swarming around him. It looked like he might get sacked, but he did a good job just to get that pass off, and it was a good pass as well. But Sweeney, I don't think he was looking for that one, and he dropped it. 8:45 to play in this third quarter, 49-0 Bulldogs. Cedarville Detour has it on the Rudyard 42-yard line, 3rd and 8. Now I formation again for the Islanders. Smith under center. He'll drop back. Being pressured, he'll get the pass off, and that one's swatted down nicely by Brett Mayer, and that's going to make it fourth down and 8. That pass intended for Alex Story. And so 4th down and 8 for the Islanders. With the ball inside the Rudyard 42-yard line, and being down 49-0, you would expect that they'll try to get a first down here. Two wide receivers, one out to the left, one to the right. One in the backfield. Smith, shotgun, takes the snap. Now he'll roll to the right. He'll keep the ball, trying to get to the first down mark. He does. He comes close. I'm not sure. Might have come up a little bit short there. It looked like he was going to get that first down. They do give him the first down. Good job by Smith. That was a tough run there along the near sideline, but that speed got him the first down. And that'll bring the ball to the 26-yard line of the Bulldogs, 1st and 10 Islanders. 7:25 to play in this third quarter. Bulldogs, they 49-0 lead. Much different situation than last year, and these two teams met in Rudyard, the Mud Bowl. Now trips to the right for the Islanders. Smith will keep the snap, rather take the snap and run it up the middle. Get a couple yards there on the play. Tackled by number 30, Ian Brady. So that'll move the ball inside the 25-yard line. We'll call it 24. 2nd down and 7. Seeing Cedarville Detour go to more of a running game here in the second half. It's been pretty successful. Split wide receivers, Smith in the shotgun. He'll drop back, look to the near side, and complete it to Sweeney. And Sweeney will get it across the 20-yard line to about the 19. Tackle on the play by number 22, Brett Mayer. So that's going to make it 3rd down and short for the Islanders. 3rd down and 2. As we're already halfway through this third quarter. Running clock situation for the second straight week for the Bulldogs. They defeated Superior Central 52-0 last week, and they've almost matched that tonight, leading 49-0. But the Islanders, they're threatening really for only the second time. Their first possession, they got it first and goal. Now we have another flag, first of the second half. And that might have been on Rudyard offside, so that'll give the Islanders a first down. Moving the ball inside the 15-yard line to the 14. So again, sometimes it's the small victories that make the difference, and certainly for the Islanders, you want to try to win the half. Get some momentum going into their game against Newberry, who looks strong already this season. Now Smith will keep it off the snap. He'll run it to about the 10-yard line. Gain of about 4. Suggett, one of the players in on the tackle for the Bulldogs, along with number 30, Ian Brady. So we'll call it a four-yard gain, second down and six, as we're under 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Great view here from the press box atop the field at Cedarville. We're on about the 45-yard line. Certainly one of the better broadcasting facilities here in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. I would put this one with the Sioux High broadcast facility at A.J. Van Sitter's Field. Now we're going to have a timeout on the field. We'll take a one-minute timeout with our score. Rudyard 49, Cedarville Detour nothing. 4:32 left in this third quarter. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 4:32 to play in the third quarter here in Cedarville. It's been all Rudyard Bulldogs as they lead the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 49-0. We do have a final score in from the A.J. Van Sitter's Field. The Sioux High Blue Devils improved to 2-0 on the season and yet to give up a point as they knock off Tawas by the score of 42-0. Thanks to Dave Watson for the updates there. We still have a little ways to go on this one. Rudyard leads 49-0, but the Islanders have the ball second and six, ball at the 10-yard line. Now a direct snap that'll go to about the 4 or 5 yard line. Might be a little short of the first down there. That was Fairchild on the carry for the Islanders. Going to make it third down and looks like about two. Ball just outside the 5 yard line of the Bulldogs. We'll call it third and one from the 5. 4 minutes left in this third quarter. As the Islanders looking for their first points of the season, they got a good chance now as they have it third and one. Now one wide receiver to the left, one in the backfield. Fairchild will take it, and he will run it in for a touchdown for the Islanders. So Cedarville Detour gets their first ever touchdown as the Islanders, and they now trail the Rudyard Bulldogs by the score of 49-6. So a 5-yard touchdown run by Fairchild, and certainly one that this team needed. Now we have an injury on the field, and that is not a good sign there. That's E.J. Suggett. He is down on the field, and boy, oh boy. You don't want to see any player injured. And Suggett's down, and he looks like he's in a little bit of pain. So we'll do this. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back. Our score, Rudyard 49, Cedarville Detour 6, with 3:45 to play in this third quarter. We'll keep it here. Suggett is up, and that's a good sign there. As head coach Jimmy Suggett taking a look at his son, and he's being helped off the field here. So that's certainly a good sign there as he's walking off the field. He is favoring one leg. And let's hope that young man is okay. Seen a couple injuries here tonight, as you would expect in high school football. It is a contact sport, and unfortunately that's part of the game. And let's hope both the Cedarville player that was injured, Hunter Kusinen, and Rudyard's E.J. Suggett is okay. Looks like he's doing okay now. He's walking off the field on his own, so that's certainly a good sign. Certainly don't want to lose any player, but when it's E.J. Suggett, your starting quarterback, and certainly another defensive standout, that would be a huge loss for the Bulldogs. Looks like he's okay, and don't know if we're going to see him the rest of the game, being that it's 49-6. So Cedarville with that Cedarville Detour, with that touchdown, will go for the two-point conversion. One wide receiver to the left, one on the backfield. Smith will keep it. I don't think he's going to get it there. So we'll take a 30-second timeout with our score, Rudyard 49 at Cedarville Detour 6. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 3:45 to play in the third quarter here in Cedarville. The Islanders, under their new moniker, score their first ever points as the Cedarville Detour Islanders. But they have a long way to go as they trail the Rudyard Bulldogs 49-6. With 3:45 to play in the third quarter. And you are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on WMKD Pickford, Sault Ste. Marie. My name is Scott Nason. Our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios is Mark Santangelo. Appreciate him filling in tonight. Busiest man in the business, no doubt about that. So here we go. Cedarville Detour will kick off as Kaysen Smith will get a good kick. That one's going to go way back to the 15-yard line, picked up by Bickle. Now Bickle will cut to the right and then move it to the near side. Bickle's got a lot of room. Bickle across the 50. He might take it to the house. That will be a touchdown for the ball. Maybe not. No, good job by Smith. It looked like Bickle was going to take that one to the house, but that's about the third time that Kaysen Smith, who kicked off in this case, would chase a Bulldogs player down, but a great return by Aiden Bickle. I thought he was going to take that one all the way, but credit to Kaysen Smith, 49-6. And he's still hustling. That, as a coach, you definitely want to see. So the Bulldogs will have good field position to start this drive, their first of the third quarter. Again, we're in the running clock situation. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Peterson back behind center for the Bulldogs. Tight formation, one in the backfield. Now Peterson will hand it off. And a good run there by number 23, Austin Warner. Get about five on the carry. Make it second and five. Mike Perkins with the tackle for the Islanders. Cedarville Detour will be at home next week as they will take on Newberry. That game Friday night at 7 o'clock. You can hear that game over on our sister station in Newberry with Casey Cook. Second down and five. Peterson, the shotgun, will hand it off again to Warner. Warner will get close to the first down marker. Might be about a yard short. Looks like number four, Gus Fairchild, in on the tackle for the Islanders. So it's going to be third down and one. You'll probably see the Bulldogs pretty much run the ball from here on out. No need really to pass when you're up 49-6. So third down and one for the Bulldogs. Ball on the Islanders' 11-yard line. Peterson back behind center. And we're going to have movement again. Seen that a few times tonight. Lots of penalties tonight, and that's going to be offside on the Islanders. So the Bulldogs will get the first down the easy way and make it first and goal. So I think we'll see Cam Peterson probably for the rest of the game be your quarterback for the Bulldogs as E.J. Suggett got hurt on that last possession. He looks to be okay over there. They are looking at him right now. So first and goal for the Bulldogs. Handoff up the middle and a decent run there. Yeah, number 19, we don't have a name on him. We didn't have him on our roster, so we'll just call him number 19 for now. And he'll move the ball inside the 5-yard line to the Islanders' 3. 40 seconds left in this third quarter, so this will likely be the final play if they don't punch it in here of the third quarter. 35 seconds left. I formation for the Bulldogs. Peterson under center. Peterson will hand it off, and we're going to have a touchdown for the Bulldogs. That's going to be a rushing touchdown by number 12, and again, we don't have a number for him either, a name I should say. So that'll make the score 55-6 Rudyard with 21 seconds left in this third quarter. And kicker for the Bulldogs, Jacob Nolan, going for his 8th straight extra point. I have never seen that in a high school football game in this area. Bad snap. Kick is up, though, and he makes it again. How about Jacob Nolan? 8 for 8 in extra points. With 21 seconds left in the third quarter, we'll take a 30-second break. The Bulldogs rolling as they lead Cedarville Detour by the score of 56-6. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. 21 seconds left in this third quarter. The Rudyard Bulldogs with their 8th touchdown of the night, and they lead Cedarville Detour by the score of 56-6. That last touchdown was scored by number 12. Why I say number 12 is I don't have a name, so we're just going to say number 12 scored that. Hopefully we'll get a name for next week. A couple players might have brought up from the JV squad on this team, but we didn't get updated rosters, so we'll just have to call him number 12. Tanner Baker. Thank you, Billy Mitchell, there with number 12. Tanner Baker with the score for the Bulldogs. Billy Mitchell, of course, head coach of the Rudyard Bulldogs baseball team. always Johnny on the spot, that guy. So the ball will be at the 47-yard line of the Islanders. Must have been a short kick there. I was writing down the name there of Tanner Baker with the latest Rudyard Bulldogs touchdown play. And so we have another timeout. Or no, we have the end of the third quarter. Things are moving fast here, folks. We'll take a one-minute break. Our score, Rudyard 56, Detour Cedarville 6. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Back in Cedarville, Michigan, fourth quarter just starting here. Our score, Rudyard leads Cedarville Detour by the score of 56-6. Now a handoff up the middle, a decent gain there for number 23, Mike Perkins. He'll move the ball across the midfield yard line, otherwise known as the 50-yard line. We got some clarifications on a couple of the numbers that we didn't have. Number 19 for the Bulldogs tonight, Landon Mayer. We also have number 4 for the Bulldogs. We might be seeing him in the fourth quarter, Damon McDowell. So 2nd and 7 for the Islanders. Ball right at the 50-yard line. Both teams scoring a touchdown in that third quarter. Tanner Baker with a 3-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs. And Gus Fairchild, a 5-yard touchdown run for the Islanders. Now a carry up the middle by the Islanders, by Smith. He'll get it to about the 45-yard line, making it third down and about 2. 11 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Our other final score we've received tonight, Suhai with a 42-0 win over Tawas. Now you can hear the podcast of both that game with Dave Watson and Pat Bennon of the Suhai Blue Devil football game and this game on our podcast platform, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Third down and 2 for the Islanders. Ball at the 45-yard line. Now Smith under center. One in the backfield. And a fumble on the play, and I think that's going to be recovered. Cedarville, actually, rather, the Islanders might have gotten that one back. They do, but they lose a couple yards on the play. So that'll make it 4th down and 4. I've checked that. 4th and about 3. Ball will stay at the 45-yard line of the Bulldogs. Our next EUP game of the week will be in Rudyard with Matt Pocket as the Bulldogs look to improve to 3-0, barring the outcome of this one, which has pretty much been decided, as they will take on North Dickinson. North Dickinson, they've had some trouble over the last few years, certainly few years ago, especially when they were playing in 11-player football, they were one of the best in the UP. And they serve pasties in their press box, which I find very, very interesting. Now a pass over on the far sideline. That's going to be swatted away by number 22, Brett Mayer. And so the Bulldogs will take over on possession at their own 45-yard line, leading by the score of 56-6. And the clock is running with 9:20 left in this fourth quarter. Great to have high school football back and a full local sports season. Of course, also have high school volleyball. The Suhai Blue Devils have had a lot of success. You also have some very good programs in Rudyard and Pickford. Cross country also underway, along with boys soccer for the Suhai Blue Devils. As I believe Jacob Nolan for the Rudyard Bulldogs does play soccer for the Suhai Blue Devils. They co-opt that program. Now run up the middle. No gain on the play. Good tackle there by number 23, Mike Perkins, for the Islanders. No gain. Make it 2nd down and 10. We're hoping to have Sioux Eagles hockey this season, but that's looking a little doubtful right now with the Eagles playing in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League and the border situation. Still closed to Canadians, with Americans able to go to Canada, but it's going to make it tough for the Eagles. We're hoping to have their games over on ESPN 1400. Now another run up the middle, no gain, another tackle there by Mike Perkins, as that was number 12 for the Bulldogs. Don't think I have 12 either. I'll have to get that name as well. Might have been Tanner Baker with that. But yes, Tanner Baker. I didn't write it down on my sheet here. Very good. Tanner Baker. I wrote it down on my score sheet, but I didn't write it down on my roster. folks in Cedarville keeping me on my toes here. I appreciate that. So third down and nine for the Bulldogs, 7:30 to play in this contest. Now a bad snap, but a good run by Baker. He's going to get it across the 45-yard line and another Bulldogs first down. Good run there by Tanner Baker. We didn't have him on the roster to start the game, but we certainly have him now, and he's done well. He already has a touchdown and a nice run there. So the Bulldogs will keep the ball. That'll move it to about the 42-yard line of the Islanders. With 7 minutes left in this fourth quarter, Rudyard with a 50-point lead. Bulldogs taking their time. Again, you'll probably see all runs from here on out for the Bulldogs. Now back behind center for Rudyard, number four, Damon McDowell. Been out there on this series. Shotgun formation. Oh, bad snap. Goes over the head. The Bulldogs are just going to jump on that one smartly, as that was Baker who falls on the ball. That's going to be a big loss for the Bulldogs. That'll move it back to the 43-yard line of Rudyard. They'll make it second down and very long. Like second down and about 17. Or no, way longer than that. Second down and about 24. Looking at the wrong marker over on the far sideline. Been a while since I've done a football game, and it's showing right now. Now run up the middle. This is by number 19, Landon Mayer. Mayer takes it all across the 40-yard line of the Islanders. Good gain. He got a lot of chunk of that yardage back. And that's going to make a much more manageable third down, or rather, yeah, third down for the Bulldogs. Third down and 8-4, Rudyard, 5:40 to play in this fourth quarter. Coming up, we'll take a three-minute break and have our post-game show. We'll wrap up the scoring and head up M129 for the trip back to Sault Ste. Marie. Good road conditions tonight. That's a good thing. Tight formation for the Bulldogs, third down and 8. Ball at the Islanders' 40-yard line. Now McDowell will keep, and he'll be tackled for a loss. That was number 55 in on the tackle, Ty Norris. And will we see a punt here? I believe E.J. Suggett normally handles the punting duties for the Bulldogs, but I could be mistaken on that. We'll see if they bring out the punting team or if they just run the ball. So fourth down and 11 for Rudyard, under 5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. And they will go for it here. Damon McDowell under center. Shotgun formation. Take the snap. Now he'll hand it off on the counter. That's going to be a good run there by Baker. Baker might take that one to the house, and he will. Tanner Baker with a 42-yard touchdown run, his second of the night. And Rudyard eclipses the 60-point plateau as they lead 62-6. So a 42-yard touchdown run by Tanner Baker, his second of the night. And Jacob Nolan will go for his, well, that's high math for a Sioux High grad here. I believe his ninth extra point. And I know I've never seen that in high school football around here. Bad snap, good kick, and a perfect 9-for-9 for Jacob Nolan as the clock continues to run. We'll keep it here till we end this one. 63-6 in favor of the Rudyard Bulldogs, and Jacob Nolan with 9 extra points. We don't do player of the games here usually on our broadcast, but he certainly would be one of those players. You could pick about a dozen probably Rudyard players for player of the game, but 9-for-9 in extra points. Heck, they don't do that in the NFL, certainly for the Lions. I don't even know if they have a kicker at this point. They cut all their kickers. Lions football can be heard this season on our sister station, Oldies 93, as the Lions will open up their season on September 12th against the San Francisco 49ers. And not in the too distant future, we'll also have Laker hockey. Their first game will be on October 1st at Nebraska Omaha with Matt Pocket. You can hear those games over on our sister station, 99.5 Yes FM. We'll also have Sioux Greyhounds hockey coming up in October with Jerry Liscomb Jr. over on Rock 101. And we'll have Laker basketball coming up. I believe their home openers are October 30th. That one's on ESPN 1400. So tune in one of our stations. You'll hear some sports. That's probably a pretty good bet. Now off the kick return, Andres will get it to about the 32-yard line. Again, we have 2 minutes left in this fourth quarter as Rudyard will improve to 2-0 on the season heading into their home game next Friday against North Dickinson. While Cedarville Detour, they'll drop to 0-2 heading into next week's home game against Newberry. Newberry is at Bessemer tonight. No score reported there. The Speed Boys. So this more than likely will be the final possession of the game. Buck 45 left in this one, and Rudyard's been in cruise control pretty much since midpoint of the second quarter. Smith under center. Ball at the Islanders' 35-yard line. Now on the counter play. Decent gain there by number 22, I believe, Alex Story. We'll get it to about the 45-yard line of the Islanders. Probably time for about two more snaps in this one. We're down to a minute 10. So the Bulldogs look strong once again this season, making the playoffs last year. Made a pretty good effort last year in losing to Rapid River, but boy, circle that game against Pickford. That's going to be a dandy. We'll have that one right here on Country 105. Now a long pass, and that one's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Hasek Sweeney. And so 40 seconds left. We got time for one more play, and this one will be in the books. Rudyard with a 63-6 lead. And this will be the final play of the night. See if they just throw a Hail Mary here or what they do. Now we have three flags on the play. And that's going to do it for this one. Our final score was all Rudyard as they improved to 2-0 on the season as they defeat the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 63-6. We're going to take a 3-minute break and be back with our post-game show. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Cedarville, Michigan. Our final score in 8-player football, Great Lakes 8 East Division play. The Rudyard Bulldogs defeat the Cedarville Detour Islanders by the score of 63-6. Recapping the scoring, the Bulldogs got on the board first as an 18-yard touchdown pass from E.J. Suggett to Callan Lawler made it 6-0, a 7-0 on the extra point. We'll just leave that out because Jacob Nolan was absolutely outstanding in this one, 9-for-9. In extra points on the night. Bulldogs would make it 14-0 on a 28-yard touchdown run by Cam Peterson, 14-0 after one. Bulldogs would score 5 touchdowns in that second quarter, a 22-yard touchdown pass from Suggett to Brett Mayer, a 3-yard and a 10-yard touchdown run by Suggett, a 42-yard touchdown pass Suggett to Callan Lawler, 49-0 Rudyard at half as Brett Mayer also had a 49-yard touchdown run. Cedarville would get their only touchdown on the night as a 5-yard touchdown run by Gus Fairchild. They would miss the 2-point conversion. And then Rudyard would get a pair of touchdown runs by Tanner Baker, 3 yards in the third quarter. It was 56-6 after 3 quarters of play, Bulldogs. And they would have the icing on the cake with another 42-yard touchdown run by Tanner Baker, making our final score 63-6. With the victory, the Bulldogs improved to 2-0 on the season. Their next action will be on Friday night, a week from Friday, at home against North Dickinson, while the Cedarville Detour Islanders fall to 0-2 Their next action will be a week from Friday here at home against Newberry. Final score from A.J. Van Sitter's Field tonight, the Suhai Blue Devils, they knock off the Tawas squad 42-0, and Suhai will be at home a week from Friday against Kingsley in a game you can hear over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO. Don't forget to tune in to Coach's Corner on Saturday morning, 11:05 over on 1230 WSOO from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. I'll be filling in for Dave Watson. Special guests include Rick Corbier and Dan Lasley from the Sioux Indians and Matt Johnson from the Suhai Blue Devils. Want to thank our broadcast engineer, Mark Santangelo, back in the Country 105 studios for being our outstanding board operator tonight, and thank each and every one of you for listening. Again, if you want to hear the podcast of tonight's game, you can find it over on our podcast platform, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. That's going to do it here from Cedarville. Once again, our final score, Rudyard with a 63-6 win over the Cedarville Detour Islanders. You have been listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105.